I'm Mike Purcell with 91.5 KRCC News. Polling suggests how we treat our wildlife and public lands is a big issue in Colorado and across the region. Lately, climate change has been playing a role in the wildlands. Snowpacks are thinning, river levels are dropping, and wildfires are becoming more severe across the West. In a recent report, the Trump administration acknowledged temperatures could rise 7 degrees by 2100, but then used climate change as a justification to roll back Obama-era vehicle emission standards. The administration said those regulations were a drop in the bucket and only cut emissions by 0.5%. Climate change expert Kathy Whitlock says the move is disheartening.
It doesn't make sense to take measures that are going to worsen that trend. We need to think about ways to reduce greenhouse gas emissions, not take steps that are going to increase them.
The report was written by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. They were unable to comment before deadline. A White House Drug Office official has told a Colorado senator that an administration marijuana policy committee will be objective and dispassionate in its work. Yesterday, Democratic Senator Michael Bennett disclosed the assurances after he asked the Office of National Drug Control Policy to respond to a news report that its Marijuana Policy Coordination Committee aimed to counter growing public support for the drug. And a man who admitted accidentally starting a wildfire in April that burned about 200 acres along the Colorado River near Fruta has been sentenced to 80 hours of public service under a plea agreement. I'm Mike Purcell with 91.5 KRCC News.